Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday. We are coming to you live from Orlando with Mr. David Ogren, golf show all-star. He's slowly becoming, if we're Saturday Night Live, he's slowly becoming our Steve Martin because he's here all the time. He is a PGA professional. He's the director of everything at the David Ogren Golf Academy in New Braunfels. The show is, I think it's the last day today, David. First of all, welcome. Thanks for doing this. I know you're halfway to the airport in Florida.
Yeah, today's last day. Last day at these big trade shows is the day when all the vendors start selling their samples, and I'm missing out on the bargain sales.
Okay, so it's almost the same as it is here in Germany, except we have all days are the bargain sales. Let me kick it off with this question, just to get this out of the way. Your favorite things that you saw this week in technology, in equipment, in fashion, and who was your favorite speaker?
All right, very good. So, in the technology sector, there is an application that's called Sportsbox AI. And what it does is on your phone, and it works iPhone, you can take a face-on video of a student, and the Sportsbox AI has developed enough database where they can take that video and turn it into a 3D avatar, and they can show you, and you can look at it any different direction, what that swing is doing. Last year, I asked them if they had a comparison data, and they said no. Well, now, after a year or 14 months of being on the market, they have data now, and they have tour swings, they have amateur swings. And now they have this large volume of data that's come in where you can look at like shoulder turn, chest sway, hip turn, hip sway, extension, flexion, and all these metrics now in 3D. And it gives me a better picture of what the student's doing. And what I'm going to use it for, Frank, is when I do a new student assessment, first lesson, take the video, look at the data, and tell the student, this is where I think we should go. This is how we get there. And then the idea is converting the new student into a regular returning student.
Okay. Well, I guess that's one of the big questions. How does a pro like you, a teaching pro like you, benefit from it? Not only.
That's correct. And if you or any of your followers are following my nonsense on Facebook, that's the question that keeps coming up over and over and over and over again. Because, man, I could have spent $100,000 there on technology, but I'm still going to go home and give 30 lessons this week.
Okay. Well,
Right?
just
So.
for the record, our listeners love nonsense.
Good.
There you go.
I've got a PhD in nonsense.
It's called, what's it called? Sports box?
Sportsbox AI. The
Sports box.
CEO of the company is a girl by the name of Jihe Lee. Jihe and I actually work together at Topgolf, and she's the kind of person in whom I have a lot of trust. She's gonna steer the company well. What was the next question?
The next question was equipment.
Oh. So, you know that brand that Ernie Els has been playing for a couple of years?
No.
XXIO?
Oh yeah, I've heard of that brand. I didn't know he was playing it.
Yeah, well, Ernie's been carrying the bat. Well, XXIO, I think, has found the right combination to be light and playable. And it's a little different. I hit some shots at demo day, and the 7 iron, I don't have an exact weight measurement, but the 7 iron I was hitting was much easier to swing than my standard irons that I've been swinging. Steel shaft, beautiful forged head, but they got this weighting thing, and I think it could be very advantageous, especially not to tattle on ourselves, but as we get older, something lighter to swing would be easier to swing. So I'm looking forward to that. I have an account. It's a Cleveland, Cleveland Srixon XXIO, which of course is now Dunlop Sports Worldwide. And so XXIO is a brand to watch. I very much liked it in the equipment.
David, is that due to a lighter head technology, or is that due to a lighter shaft technology, or is it a combination of both?
Great question. Lighter head, lighter shaft, and I believe their stock grip also has a little weight taken out of it.
So it does basically, it's not a different swing feeling. It's basically you get the same feeling, the same head weight. It's just a lot lighter, right?
It's a lot lighter, and obviously physics tells us we can swing something lighter faster. Speed element in the golf swing is more important than the mass element of the golf swing, and it had great feel. It does not feel the same. So if I swing T100s, my Titleist T100s next to the XXIO, they're going to feel different.
Yeah.
Is that different feel better for you?
Yeah. Have you got a number on the shaft weight, just out of interest? Because I'm really interested in shaft weights on the 7-iron.
I do not. I have all the information at my fingertips. That's one of those things where whenever I get back to the internet, I can find out.
Oh, that's interesting. That's great.
XXIO.
Yep. It's a Cleveland Srixon Dunlop International Company.
So just Dunlop owns the whole shebang?
That's the parent, because all of their name tags said Dunlop. Yeah. So,
okay. Wow.
You know, what is Dunlop? Basically, the tire company, aren't they, out of Japan?
Yeah, and the tennis company, no? I mean, they used to make all the tennis balls and all the tennis rackets. I mean, I got a Dunlop tennis racket lying around here somewhere. And I think they were also in the golf club market, Mark, in England. Well, they were pretty.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Dunlop was a huge factor. They used to be really big.
Max Fly balls.
Balls, loads of balls. Yep. I'm not sure. They had a really famous winning ball before Titleist came up and sort of.
Yes. Well, I actually have something called Dunlop's disease.
What's that?
My stomach Dunlops over my.
All right.
What?
It Dunlops over his belt, probably.
David?
I don't know how that translates into German. Probably.
No, it won't. It won't, David. It won't.
Great. One of our friends was there exhibiting, a guy by the name of Marcus Krauss, exhibiting Japanese golf clubs, right, Mark?
Yes, he's there with his company, Dragon Golf, and with Kadera Grips. Very interesting products. He'll be on the show shortly to talk about those and about his experience at the show. Shortly.
Those are high-end Japanese forgings that are just beautiful. He's the only guy that I know that came on the show here who sells golf clubs, and he says it's all about the shaft. It doesn't really matter what's hanging at the end of it. So I thought that was pretty impressive. All right, what about, I know you are very fashion oriented. What about on the fashion side? Did we find something new to wear, or some new head covers for the shoes?
What's
shoes?
The new shoes trend?
Oh gosh, yeah. I wish I could remember the brand of shoes. I took pictures and they scanned my badge. So when I start getting my marketing emails from all these companies, I'll let you know. But they were classic looking shoes, but they were molded kind of like Crocs.
What?
Ooh. don't ask. But my favorites were, there's a, for the women, there was a company called Tzutzu, T-Z-U-T-Z-U.
Whoa.
Very bright colors. If you look on my Facebook page, one of the last things I did yesterday.
Yeah.
Was stop by their booth and take a picture of the sales ladies for number one, because I like the stuff. Number two, because who doesn't like taking pictures of ladies and good looking clothes.
Exactly.
Right, right. But very colorful, very, very stylish and fashionable. And then, are you familiar with the old Australian Tilly hat?
What is that, like a bucket hat?
Yeah.
Okay.
It had the string and the flop,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's big. A sort of larger brim, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
They've taken the Tilly brand out now into more different hats, more clothing, and it's really good-looking stuff. It caught my attention, men's and women's.
Okay.
Really good.
Wow. And
there's a lot of good things happening in Australia when it comes to golf fashion, too. They've got some great brands down there.
Yes.
And then there's a lot of speakers at these at the PGA show, which is the mother of all golf shows. I mean, they don't need to be any other ones, especially not in Germany. What were the speakers that were that caught your ear this time around?
Well, okay, so who is the German long drive guy?
Martin Borgmeier.
Him.
The guy that beat Bryson in the final.
He spoke at the what we call open forum, and they were talking about force vectors, which I thought was very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
He was good. But then I listened to Dr. Phil Cheatham, who is a biomechanics guy. And he is now the consultant for Sportsbox AI, which is why that technology is better. But my favorite speaker that I ran into was a golf pro that's from Chafuncta, Louisiana. Good luck with that one, my German friends. James Lights.
Okay.
James is famous for coining the D-plane.
Okay.
So, you know, the teaching wonks will know what a D-plane is. Well, James... was giving a presentation at the S2M force plate exhibit, which comes out of Switzerland.
Uh-huh.
And my friend Gregory Labatt from Switzerland. But he did a great job explaining, again, the big thing about force plates is they've taught us how the feet actually move on the ground. Mm-hmm. And there's ways feet move on the ground that make better golf swings.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, very interesting. Yeah. And surely you ran in a lot of in a bunch of old friends that you really don't see over the rest of the year. I saw a picture of you and Bobby Clampett.
Yeah, Bobby Clampett and I ran into each other a couple of times. But my favorite encounter of the week was with Grant Waite.
Okay.
And Jody Ewerk Stadoff.
Okay. Grant so, Waite is
Jody.
Yeah.
Jody just won for the first time on the LPGA Tour.
Okay.
And it was a big story, kind of, because she'd played in something like 270 events, and then she gets her win.
Right.
Right. And Grant is there, and I don't know how many he played in. It took me 400 to win. But Grant and I have one win between us, and I looked right at her and said, present company notwithstanding, don't stay at one, make it two. And Grant Waite got a chuckle out of that because he knows exactly what I mean.
Right. Yeah. Grant Waite, is he Australian or New Zealand?
New Zealand.
He's New Zealand, right. Yeah, he was a flat, not flashy, but he was like one of those cool, I remember him. I remember him from way back then. It took you 400 to win?
Took me 400.
Wow. That's...
some never do.
Yeah.
Exactly, some never do. Absolutely right, Mark. Maybe we can talk a little bit about, I know you're between checked out and checking in at the airport. Why do people go to these things? I know that I remember like 2 or 3 years ago, I think it was TaylorMade or Titleist who said, we're not exhibiting anymore, even in these things. What's the value for somebody like you to go as somebody who's making your living from this? And what's the reason for the average golfer to go and check it out?
Well, as a trade show, it has way more value for me in the networking, number one,
mm-hmm.
Is I get to go now and track down the guys who I follow and make a relationship. One of the guys that, for example, is E.A. Tischler. I would never meet E.A. Tischler except at the show, or I would never meet Phil Cheatham except at the show.
Right.
Okay, so that's that, and then the education. This show here is a lot of education. The guys who need those MSR points, they do a lot of education here.
Okay.
And then I always look for what's new. Is somebody coming up with something that is on the edge? And there is a company that's coming out behind Sportsbox AI that's trying to add ball launch to the program off of an iPhone. A lot like
so the iPhone is the tracking device.
Quad.
Sorry, the iPhone would be the tracking device.
Yeah, you won't even need a TrackMan or a GC Quad or anything in the future.
Well, that sounds great. Can I just jump back to Sportsbox for 1 second? Is that
okay? Hang on a second. Hang on a second. We've got invaders coming.
Can you just shoot them down, or do you need help?
Guys, I'm on the radio international in Germany.
That's great. Say hello to everyone.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Ja, das tun wir auch.
Send lawyers, guns, and money.
Our annual festival, Worst Fest, is in New Braunfels, is in November, and we just had a killer beer and sausage fest this year.
A beer and sausage fest. I've been to New Braunfels, and I was expecting it, and I was a little disappointed because I was expecting it to be like real German, but this was like in the 70s, so...
So it doesn't have these quaint
in America? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, well, yeah, I was innocent then and naive, much like I am now.
You know, between the settling of New Braunfels and today, there's been a couple kerfuffles with Germany.
Mark, you want
minor things that happen.
All right, now, come on, let's get back to serious stuff. This sports box thing, there's one question that's been nagging me for the last 3 minutes. You said that you could just take one film and it would, out of this one film, out of the data it gets from a one perspective take, right, it can build a 3D model of your pupil. Is that true?
It's exactly true. So
it's just one perspective. You don't have to take front, back, top, nothing. You just take one perspective and it gives you a 3D model.
Right, and the perspective that they're working on is the face on. So I'm
saying, brilliant.
Steady for you looking face on, right?
Yeah.
So the AI, the artificial intelligence takes that video,
yeah,
and builds an avatar in the 3D. Now that's math and trickery beyond my calculations.
That's really good, yeah.
But they've now tested this thing. I think it was tested for a couple of years, and now they've tested this against some of the other motion capture programs like AMM. We had all the wires hooked up to you.
Yeah, I remember that one.
And it's very, very accurate and close together.
That's stunning, isn't it? You know, the steps they're taking at a time.
Well, once I get logged on and proficient using the software, I will send Frank a couple students.
There we go.
Great.
You can send the students, and then what I'm planning on doing is using it as before and after.
Right.
And that's exactly what these young kids that are out there, this is what they love. I mean, this is really geared to them as well. I mean, the technology is, you know, we'll have a 3D, life-size 3D model of a tiger in our living room in the not-too-distant future, I imagine.
That's scary.
Isn't it?
Having Tiger in your own living room, yeah.
Well, I mean, it depends on what he's doing, I guess.
Depends.
Anyways, David, how are you getting home from Orlando to New Braunfels? Give us your quick route.
Direct, Orlando to Austin, where I'm going to drop my daughter and son-in-law off at home, and then go back to the house and do two things: take a long breath in the chair, and then start crying over my American Express bill.
There you go. It's only once a year. Listen, my friend, thank you so much for doing this on the fly here on the way home. We look forward to having you back, Mark and I, in a more quiet and refined setting at the latest at the next Roto Fest. I wish you a safe trip home, and let's hook up again soon. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. Looking forward to that. I'm going to make an early call. An LIV player wins the Masters.
No, you're not. Okay, David. Thank you very much. That was great.
Wow. Can I write that down?
Mark it down.
I will mark it down.
Let's take that. It's noted, David. It's noted.
There you go. Safe travels, Mr. Ogren.
Vielen Dank.
Dankeschön.
You're welcome.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.